I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I presume you've taken care of roll call, Megan?
I can see who's here, yep.
Kids' FaceTime calls right now. Had some kids' friends calling and it's coming through my computer. I'm like, oh.
Do I not have the current agenda? I don't think I do.
July 26th.
I have the May 31st agenda.
Here's this one. These are probably the meeting minutes.
Is that right?
Because we're going to approve those in a minute.
But they're on this one. This one didn't have a top sheet.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So, public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about the items on this agenda. No discussion or action or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Step up to the non-existent speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. So does anybody have a comment about items on this agenda that can't wait for the item to be covered? No? Well, good. Thank you. Okay, so now approval of minutes for May 31st for possible action. I went through them a couple of times. They looked okay to me.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for May 31st, 2023.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Okay. Greg, did you vote?
Oh, yes.
All in favor?
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly endorse these minutes.
Excellent. Thank you. That's awesome.
Good. So we like to hear.
So then the approval of today's agenda for July 26th, 2023. We wish to hold combined and delete any items. Again, I'm good with this agenda.
Somebody make a motion.
To approve the agenda for
today.
I second.
There you go.
Awesome. We don't really second.
Stunning.
If y'all were paying attention during training.
I was really liking this agenda, though.
Everybody loves to make a second, but
you
don't have to.
It's a yay or nay.
So, informational items. We got a report from the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the current well level, status of the Blue Diamond Water System, and other related concerns for this community.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Aaron Gamble with the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Our monthly readings from the James Hardy North and South Wells were completed on July 18th. The North Well has a static water level of 17.32 feet below land surface, and the South Well's static water level is 17.09 feet below land surface. So that's an increase of about 1 1¾ feet higher than where we were last month, which is good. And just over 4.5 feet from where we were in July of last year. So this is fantastic. We love seeing that it's continuing to trend. System operations, as far as the system goes, we did have our asset management group come out earlier in the month. They went and did a leak survey through the community. They actually found a leaking hydrant that has since been repaired, and they also found what initially started out they believed was going to be a service line leak up on Montana, ended up being it was a main leak. So we got those fixed as well. So we do apologize to people who were without water for a little while. Like I said, it was supposed to initially just be one person and ended up being the street for a little bit. So we apologize for that, but appreciate everybody's patience. Questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions, any comments? Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Aaron. And I guess that is really good news that we got a little bit more water.
Yes, fantastic. Yeah.
Okay, so receive a report from Metro regarding activity and visits during the past month and others. other area facing concerns? Do we have Metro here tonight?
We do not.
Okay. Receive a report from BLM regarding current and upcoming projects, updates on the Legacy Bike Trail, information about the Red Rock NCA, and other updates about public lands. Do we have a BLM? BLM law, we receive a report from BLM law enforcement about recent events and public lands policing concerns. Nobody here for that. But we do have somebody here from Clark County Administrative Services. I can see her.
I can't hide.
Regarding Transform Clark County update and any other updates.
I do not have a whole lot to report. The adoption of Transform Clark County is on the agenda next week. At the commission meeting, I don't know if it will be adopted or not because there are still some outstanding issues that we're still kind of looking at. So I don't know if it'll be adopted or not. And that is all I have for right now.
I have a question, which is on the rep from us to Transform Clark County. Does anybody want to take that over? Because like I'm so swamped right now that I think it's about over.
Right, you know what I'm having trouble
hearing? The Transform Clark County, the update for Title 30, the rewrite of Title 30.
Right, I was asking, since
we're at the adoption point,
I represent this council for the Transform Clark County thing, but I'm getting wiped out. So I was asking if anybody wanted to swap, but Megan's saying
I don't think there'll be any more meetings. But if there are, we will find someone there.
Okay.
And I'm always on the calls too, kind of representing the rural areas as well.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm so behind the curve.
Join the club, dude.
Yeah.
Is the Transform Clark County dealing with H2, or is that a separate issue?
H2 is going away.
Right.
I don't remember exactly how it's dealing with it. That's a complicated issue.
Is that going to be on the 2nd of August at one of those two meetings?
On the 3rd, Wednesday.
The zoning, okay.
And they would have like a draft on, they have the draft up where you could like pull up what they're proposing for H2.
Is it posted yet, or?
I'm sure the whole draft is on the website.
Okay,
yeah,
for sure.
So you could go in and see what they're proposing.
Yeah.
To make those changes if there were concerns.
Yeah, it's finally going to happen after all these years of saying it's an antiquated. So that'd be interesting.
Title 30 needed a little revamp. I think it'll be
good. More than what we're getting.
I was kind of happy with Title 30 as it was. I didn't need all those pictures and stuff.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
But nobody asked me, so we're up to planning and zoning.
Let me just one more.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have access to code enforcement?
Talk to them or look it up?
No. Do you have access to like who put in claims, violations, whatever? Was there anything on that piece of property where Stephanie was just talking about with the lights, the old Rick Rexius property?
I cannot comment details about current cases, but there are multiple open cases on that property.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, believe me, it's on our radar.
Oh, good. Yeah, and just hopefully it's, I was going over the lighting for Red Rock Overlay, and I only drive by there coming up here for this, and when I go to visit Kay up at the library, but never at night, so I have not witnessed the lights. But from what I've heard from people, it's blinding.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's
and it's not as bad as it used to be, but they leave them on. They just forget to turn them off after the games.
And as you know, code enforcement, the process is very long.
Right.
So please do not expect changes right away. You know, we give people the opportunity to make things right. We give them multiple opportunities. And this one, I think, probably will drag out. So we won't see any changes for a while.
And that's not to say, and then I'll let it go because it's not a discussion. But it's not to say that maybe the Clark County Building Department or whatever might have approved those lights.
No.
Okay, no. Good. Good. No, that's a good thing.
I can tell you the only approval on that property was for the wall, and that's questionable.
Yeah.
So, nothing else has been approved.
It's impressive looking when you look at it on the county website,
yeah.
And the satellite picture, and you go, oh, baseball field,
yeah.
Inside the walls there. So.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Interesting. Okay, that's it for me.
I see I possibly should have combined these two items.
No, they're
separate.
They're fine.
Okay, so for planning and zoning, we have one VS-230406 for ours, Jennifer K. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between State Route 160, Blue Diamond Road, and Cougar Avenue alignment and between Eagle Ranch Drive and Sir
Weinman,
Street alignment, and a portion of a right-of-way being Wigwam Avenue between Eagle Ranch Drive and Sir Weinman Street alignment.
You can read both of them now?
I can read both of them now? Okay, thank you. Within Red Rock, description on file for possible action. And we have number two is WS-230407 for our Jennifer K, waiver of development standards for increased wall height, design review for finished grade in conjunction with a single family residence on 1.7 acres in an RU, rural open land zone, generally located on the south side of Wigwam Avenue, 600 feet west of Eagle Ranch Drive alignment, and 550 feet south of State Route 160, Blue Diamond Road, within Red Rock for possible action. So,
Steve Piscavicius with the Piscavicius Consulting Engineers. I'm here to represent Jennifer and Dallas on this. If you needed a display that shows what the vacations and everything on it, this will give you a better idea of what's going on out there. Vacations. We've been working on this since 2019. County wants us to get them the BLM right-of-ways because he's never had legal access out there.
Okay.
So these are currently in review, a 60-day review now with BLM for this portion and this portion. Originally, we were only have to do this one, but Clark County is requiring this additional now.
Okay.
Then we had to go for 40-foot. So we can do the roadway and taper.
Mm-hmm.
Then if this goes to auction and anybody buys it, then they can vacate 10 foot of that side.
Okay.
We're currently, these are existing right-of-ways right here. We're vacating 10 foot right here because they had it for 80 foot right-of-way and they only need a 60 foot right-of-way because this drops down into the wash over there.
It's like a cliff right there.
Yeah, it drops way down and there's actually BLM property in the Red Rock over here. Then the county also wants us to vacate the patent easements on these lots right here. That because of the steepness and the houses and stuff are already built in them.
Yeah.
They've been built there since like 1972 or so. And then the question on the wall is just a little portion of wall that goes right across here. It's a wing wall so we can finish backfilling the basement.
This is the 14 foot wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's actually 7 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
but the major portion of the 14
retainer
then
portion.
It drops down, steps down.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And we can't pull it out, we can't do much, because the septic tank and the leach field are right in front of it. So we're 10 foot away from that wall.
They're on the uphill side of the wall?
The septic is on the back side, on the lower side.
On the lower
it's
side.
It's actually right here.
I see.
That's crazy. He has to do all of that for a wall.
Well, it's severely. Yeah. I had a hard time understanding it, so I went out and saw it. It's severely sloping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, right away.
This one is 001, is this 003, and 004 is over
no,
here?
No, this is a BLM right here.
That's BLM. Where's 004?
004?
Yeah, because there was three of them.
This is five, this is two, This is a separate one. This is a 3 and 4.
Okay.
This is Boz's.
Yeah. Okay. 3 and 4. 3 and 4 there, and then 1 must be.
This is a separate lot because of the division.
And that, but is it 001?
It's an 001, I believe.
Because it is part of the.
It is part of that.
It is part of it because I guess this road.
Yeah, because
our proposed road.
We started a long time ago to do the drainage study for it.
Yes.
And originally, it was expired. There was a vacation of 10 foot here, and 10 foot here. But nothing got done with this one, so it was expired. So when we came in this time to redo it, we're only to do these lots right here.
Just a quick question on this. You said it was 80 feet?
This is total 80 foot right away.
Okay, so if it's on the county line there, it would be 100 foot right away. Why 80 as opposed to 60?
It was always 80 before.
It was just set forward that way.
That's the way it was, 80, okay.
And that was because it was a section line.
Okay, the section line.
Right.
Yeah.
But this goes only from here to here, and then it drops down.
Because it's an extension of Wigwam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way is a big road. Here, you know, it's just a local road. So.
And then after the wash, they've been vacating that down to 62.
Yeah. I just question on some of these things, like with these roads, is like Jim Brown is like somewhere over here.
Way
like
down.
He vacated and abandoned the back of his property, and other people have along the way. But that might have been Raven or one of the other streets at this point in time. But that also makes sense to have the access for all these properties.
And this was Jerry Dean's property a long time ago. And he was going to develop, but then Dallas bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas and Jennifer.
Yeah, there was a lot of questions on this whole thing, and so I met with Public Works. And the houses have been there, the access has been there, but this is kind of a cleanup to legalize some things. There's lots of different ways to do it. So.
A long time ago, that used to have just a mobile home on it. It has septic and well.
Okay. Stephanie, John, you got any questions on that?
I don't quite understand where it's at. We're going to have to make a drive over there. So this is kind of the first we've heard of it.
Did you want to take a look at the site plan?
You know where it is, though, right?
Seeing in person will tell you way more. Because it's hard to understand.
Not really. I mean, I knew where Bobby lived in the two-story house and had all the horses. Some got injured.
You know where the cactus gardens are now?
The what?
The cactus garden down there on the corner.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem, too, because Eagle Ranch here, they have the cactus gardens here. They're originally supposed to build out Eagle Ranch. But now I've had to provide plans for Eagle Ranch and all the way up to these properties.
Eagle Ranch at the crest and go to the right, you'll see.
Okay. And there's no legal access from down here to Cougar.
Right. Right now there's no legal access.
Yeah. Well, Dallas wanted his pickleball court for a long time. We were talking to him at our orientation in January, and he said he was just having problems with. The county and everything else at that point in time, getting everything.
We make things difficult.
Sometimes that's a good thing because there's a lot of weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to get all your ducks in a row, and
But sometimes if you have a sloping lot and you want a flat area, because we're running into this in the Northwest a lot, because all the lots up there that were flat have all been developed.
Yeah.
So now all these sloping lots, they're all having to come in for waivers like this to
for
get
retaining.
Any kind of flat. Surface, they have to do a bunch of
retaining. He do this lot here. I mean, we have to work with the topo there, and flood control is having issues with that.
Yeah.
So they're going to encumber that with a lot of easements. Now, I have a drainage study already started. I know that's one of the conditions, but we can't pursue it any further until we get the right of ways from the
Okay.
Anybody else?
I don't have any questions.
Make a motion?
Do you want to make a motion?
I make a motion that we approve.
Do them separately. Do BS first.
That we approve BS-23-0406 per staff recommendations.
And then vote on that one. Just let's do them separately because they are separate applications.
Okay. I'll second that or vote for it.
I'm in approval of it as well.
Greg, you absolutely love it. Are you ecstatic?
I'm on board.
I haven't
walked a lot, so I'm not ecstatic. I am on board.
Are we going to find your initials in the concrete?
You might.
Okay.
And then make a motion on to approve WS-23-0407 per staff recommendations.
Aye.
Second it.
That's
it.
I approve that as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The county has made this one very difficult.
That's a lot for sure. But it's hard when some of those parcels are landlocked like that and they don't have legal access.
I know.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure.
I do think that vacation is kind of a serious matter, though. It's in general needs to be considered pretty well. I'm not saying.
Except for patent easements. Patent easements don't affect anyone except for
the property owner.
I'm with you there.
And then when you have a situation where they're taking right away from 80 and down, or 80 down to 60, then you might as well give that property back to the property owner.
Yeah,
I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Megan, just a curious question. Has BLM in all your time, Have they ever said, we want those patent easements on something, made a person?
They aren't for BLM. Patent easements aren't for BLM. They are for future right-of-way development.
Oh, future right-of-way. Okay, so I always thought it was on.
It's kind of an antiquated thing.
Okay. Right. It came along with the original patent.
Yeah, right. I always thought it was
right. 30 feet around every property.
Right.
And it's just weird that you just have to vacate them.
Yeah.
It's a procedural thing.
Yeah, I gave up a lot of property.
Right, no, I
well, if they want the right of way, they'll use them. But then
it's there to avoid landlocking parcels.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So we're up to general business. Joshua Eddy will share information about the Red Rock Canyon 100
K. Oh, hey!
Hi, that's me. I'm Ashley Eddy.
Ashley Eddy.
Hello.
Okay. You don't look like a Joshua.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are Desert Dash, and we have our race that comes through the park here on November 11th this year. It's the third year that we've been doing it, and really just here to get an idea from you if there's anything you'd like to see happen differently this year, or if there have been any issues or comments from the community regarding last year's race that happened in November as well, and the year before that it was in May.
This is a bicycle race, correct?
This is a running. It's a
running
race.
This is running. Mm-hmm. This is running.
Yeah, we started Red Rock Visitors Center, and they run here, and then back out, and then back here.
For 100 miles, right?
It's 100K.
100K.
Yeah.
100K.
So 63.
So it's a bunch of crazy people in there.
Yes.
Well, that's what I was thinking. 10K is like 6.2. And I'm looking at 100K, and I'm going, it's hot out there. Walking
well,
up.
November.
November's pretty nice.
It's
November's
a turkey trot.
Beautiful, right?
Still, just.
The only thing that I saw last year was just some dry campers.
So what?
How do you mean? Where?
They're just, I just noticed there was a couple, two or three people that stayed overnight.
Yes.
At the
so
county
that
park.
Was pre-arranged.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah. So if that is an issue that you'd like to see not happen.
I just noticed it.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, if my wife was here, I mean, she would say, how dare you? I didn't know if that was something that was in your
that
plan.
That was part of it. It was in our operations plan as to set up the event. It's kind of more small. There's a lot of volunteers, and so we're working into the night sleep, and then the 100K didn't finish. The last runner didn't come in until 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I did notice that.
You know, so wherever the workers and the volunteers and the staff are going to be, while we're kind of waiting for those last few runners to come in. That's what that's for. But if that's something that we should reconsider.
And it finishes at the visitor center?
It finishes here.
It finishes at the park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and most of the excitement and activity is over around 6 or 7 p.m. on Saturday. We start early on Saturday morning, and most everybody finishes around 6 or 7. But we do have runners coming in, like I said.
Did I miss this last year?
I didn't know what was coming. I just noticed. I was like, wow, we've got runners coming.
Apparently.
In.
Maybe I wasn't here November 11th.
Somebody,
I can tell you we have never received a complaint in our office about this race.
Yeah.
Not one.
I mean, other than nobody knew that it was coming, but it's so...
came to the CAC and talked about it.
Well, nobody comes to the CAC. So,
it was a really busy one, too. This is a lot nicer.
It was over in the Quonset Hut.
It was here, but it was packed.
Oh, it was probably.
Well, and maybe what you could do, which helps with our community on stuff like that, is have some kind of informational or notice, and then we can put it up on our Facebook page or post, people are aware, and then it just creates less
of
what's going on, and or if there's going to be like delays in traffic, or if we have to reroute people in different directions, with the bike race. That one kind of caused a couple issues for some homeowners here.
But
they couldn't get in, but I don't think
this
is going to shut anything down.
A neighbor was trying to go to church.
There would be no road.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, we work at the church also, and they finally let him through.
There's a couple residents here that kind of had the same issue. You could get out a little easier, and then a lot of us, we just enjoyed having our little town to ourselves for the day.
Yeah, that sounds really problematic. We shuttle the runners in. We have a parking location
off-site. How many runners are there?
There were about 200 last year.
200.
Yeah,
okay.
So we shuttle them to Red Rock Visitor Center from the school West Tech.
Okay.
Are you anticipating the same amount for this one?
Yeah. I don't see a whole lot more than that. I don't think we got to 100 last year. It was somewhere 180 or 90.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll give you my contact information, and that way you can just send me some information about it, and then I can, throw it up on our Facebook page maybe about 30 days before, and then the week before, just to remind people.
That's a great idea, yeah.
So then that way everybody kind of knows.
So it's mostly the shoulder that gets used on 159 as opposed to...
Yeah, they're running the desert.
They run all the way out to Cottonwood and then across to Red Valley.
Yeah, through the desert.
Back through Lehigh.
Oh, in the desert, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
it's
rough.
A cross-country race.
That's rough.
It looks fun.
Wow.
If I was in shape.
Yeah, it's
great.
Well, there's
time.
A 50K, and we're doing this year a 17K and a 5K.
That's,
and a
okay.
There you go.
3.1 miles. I'm on it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's doable.
You can
get
a
17K.
Come on.
You have time to get
it. All right, Megan.
Yes.
Justin will do 26 miles. Is he doing 60?
I don't know.
I mean 100K here.
I don't know. I don't think he's done this one before.
I mean, anybody who does 26 is like, whoa.
Surely
50,
right?
25
That's
and 24
another.
More than I do.
Well, just, it's
Ashley
at Desert Dash or Joshua at Desert Dash, too.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you. All right, so we're up to comments by the general public. If you're devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction, no vote may be taken on a matter not listed on this agenda, the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Step up to the speaker podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the council wants to extend the time, that can happen. Is there anybody who would like to make a comment to this?
I'd like to comment. You don't have to read that every time.
I don't have to. Okay. Good. Thanks. I didn't see that anywhere in the world. Like
did you note that there was frustration in
right.
the county
I'll keep off the
employee?
All right, well, if that's the case.
No, I got something.
Okay.
Greg Bailey, GREGBAILEY, 68 Lawson Street, Blue Diamond, 89004.
The whole thing.
Southwest Gas.
Okay, I was going to say,
if there's any way we can get, whoever's the contractor, I think it's Means. Is Means the contractor for Southwest?
I thought it was Bird. Or
is
Bird you guys?
Bird was us.
Bird was us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Myers.
Is
it Myers? Okay. compared to Bird, these guys seem to be a little bit like knuckleheads.
Okay.
Bird actually was a lot
so
more
accommodating.
Yeah, Bird was very, they communicated very well. They didn't break our speed laws. They were respectful of pedestrians. And these guys are just kind of, they come in and just do their thing regardless of the community. So if we could just have them come in so
yep.
we could just meet
yep.
and greet, that'd be awesome.
Yep.
Because I think it seems like it's going to be, I don't even know how long it is.
Yeah, we don't really know a whole lot about
yeah.
it, but all of a sudden now it's just infiltrated. Half the roads are shut down, and half
they're
the time
here,
you
there.
Can't even drive out because the guy's not on his phone, not even paying attention,
yeah,
and
they,
he's got the stop sign.
Yeah, so. they have this year typical, and the Bird guys actually were working.
Yeah.
These guys are like, there's 20 guys on the work site, and four guys working,
mm-hmm.
and
everybody's just kind of
yeah.
kicking it.
Okay, yeah, I will.
My house is the same way. Myers is doing gasoline.
Oh, and they
yeah.
they hire from the same pool?
It's
well, it's the same company.
I'm dealing with the same issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
that
mean,
is very good
the
to know.
Driveway's blocked and stuff like that.
Okay, so. They're hiring a person.
I will be making a call tomorrow to deal with those issues and then ask them to come in the next meeting.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Okay? I put a star by it, and that's my follow-up. That's my cue to follow up.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay. Megan, I like how on this, that Justin Jones, no longer listed as vice chair, Tick will eventually be. But
that happened after this was done.
Right. But that's pretty good. Not like Evan at one time where he was using, remember that time?
Mm-mm.
The one meeting he used like an old form that had the different names on it, and you kind of said, you're a bad boy.
There's been lots of changes lately, so
wow.
We'll get caught up. And we will get caught up on minutes, too. I, as we all know, am a very bad secretary, so the minutes are behind.
We got a good secretary.
I know, we have a good secretary now,
so good.
But she has to make up for all my bad months. So next month we will have all the minutes, the back minutes, caught up for your review. Thank goodness for interns. I've been having them work on it. So. They've been having to listen to all the meetings. Our intern had to listen to the November meeting the other day.
Oh, I thought there was only been
torture.
There was a big one.
No, there were a couple others.
Oh, okay.
So if we're any more comments? No? Okay, so our next meeting is on August 30th, 2023, and this meeting is hereby adjourned.
All right.
Cool.
Easy peasy.
I like it.